the special source for Rimoni Mirasi Sheyechil. And the Nishmas of Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, and Maris Chana Bas Rib Tzikiona, Maris Alta Chana Bas Rib Meir Zev, Perek Vav, Sukim Yed Alf, Yud Gimel, Batishachais Eretz Lefnei Elokim, Batimalei Eretz Chamas, the earth was corrupted before Hashem, and the earth was filled with Chamas, Vayal Lekim Es Eretz Vinei Nishchas, and God saw the earth that it was corrupted, Ki Yishchiz Kol Basar Es Dakal Eretz, because all flesh had corrupted their way on the land, Vayomer Lekim Lenoch, God says to Noach, Ketz Kol Basar Balafanai, the end of all flesh has come before me, Ki Mal Eretz Chamas Bepneam, because the earth is filled with Chamas before them, I'm going to destroy the land. So there's a lot of diktukim in this psukim, as pointed out by Moreno of Rabbeinu, Agon Agodarei Tzukman Zatzal. We're going to be going on his derech. Look in the Orachaim, look in the Alshich and other Mefarshim. First of all, it says, Lefnei HaElokim. Bati Sheretz Lefnei HaElokim. What's not before Elokim? Pshita HaKol Lefanav. Also, it says, Vayar Elokim. Ask the Orachaim, what does God not see? If there was a hashchas on the aretz, then of course God sees it. What's the chiddush? Not only that, it says in the previous pasuk, Lefnei Elokim. If it's Lefnei Elokim, then of course it's Vayar Elokim. Simple. So ask the Alshich. Also, pasuk Yed Aleph, it says Vatishachis, which is Lashon of Erva, and it says a lot in talks about Chamas, which is Gezel. And then in pasuk Yed Beis, all we talk about is the hashchasa. What happened to the Chamas? What happened to the gazelle? And Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'yamar Elokim Lenoach Ketz Kol Basar Balafani Ki Mal Eretz Chamas Mipneihem. Well, hey, now all we're talking about is the gazelle. That's weird. First we talk about both, then we talk only God saw that there was Hishchis Kol Basar Stakot Gatzo, there was Erva. And then in the next Pasuk, Hashem says to Noach, I'm destroying everything. Ketz Kol Basar Balafani. What about the Hashchasa? Strange. Also in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kimal Aretz Chamas Mipneihem. What's the Mipneihem? How does that fit in? So it would appear that there are two nidonim here, the two issues involved. Number one, what's the Sibas HaChiyuv for which the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Lo nechtam gzardinam el ala gezel. The sibas hachiyuv is that the people stole. The decree was sealed because of gezel. Ramban writes, because it's a mitzvah muskeles, ve'ein bat sarach lenavi mazir. Everybody can understand it on their own. Not only that, it's Rala Shemaim, Rala Brios. It's really bad stuff, Gezel. However, there's another inyan here. Why do they dafka get this onesh of the Mabul? And that's because of Arayas. And it would appear, based on the Medrash and Parashat Lamed Beis, Osir Aleph, Heim Kilkulus Silonim Shelahem, Afamokum Shilahem Sidura Shalolam. They were Makalkal their pipes. They were Magal Arayas. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana to say their Olam. In other words, there's a koach rivia, a koach of with two yuds, of period of a rivia, to be marba to proliferate in the world, through which we have period of a rivia, and we have the Eitzahara of Arayas, like we see in Yuma Samach Tesam at Beis, Ayin Sham, they were in the Vatal, the Eitzahara of Arayas, there was no egg to be found, and they asked Rachmanis that it should come back. So you need this koach of revia to be marv in the world, to have koach, and that's the Yetzirah of Arayas comes from the same place. And the Yesodanian is that this revia has to be bigdarim v'siyagim. In other words, there has to be this koach of proliferation, that people should be able to multiply and reproduce, but it has to be within bounds, within boundaries. And they shouldn't break out, they shouldn't breach the gedarim, alayde Arayas, through forbidden relations and enam minam, when animals are going with animals of other types. And the same thing with koach hagishamim. Koach hagishamim is supposed to hold up the world and cause more fruits and vegetables and plants, etc. So there's a gvul, and then if there's too much, then it's going over the gvul. So it's a huge klala. Ve'eshel zetainis v'tfila. And on this we daven, that it should be the right amount, like we see in Maseches Tainis. They were poor, it's together koach zeh. So just like there were parts, their geder, they didn't control their arayas, they didn't keep their koach of revia within boundaries. So therefore, the rain also went without boundaries. So what's the siba sachiyuv, the gezel? That's the cause for the chiyuv of the mabul. But what made it dafka this punishment? That is the fact that they were magal arayas. And that's also the explanation that Gemara in Sanhedrin, but Rabba kilkalu, they were makalka with the word rabba, ki rabba ras adam, and they were miskalo, they were cursed, but to home rabba, that the depths opened up. Maharsha discusses this ayin sham, based on what we said, what the Gemara means is that they were porates for hirbu koach zem eivu l'gvulu hametzumtzum, they went beyond the prescribed boundaries. Vayidei zeh niskalu b'rabba b'koach ribui shel haaretz sheyifrotz v'lo yishar b'gvul shenikbalo. And through this they were cursed with rabba, with the koach of ribui of the earth, that it should be nifrats, it should break through, and it shouldn't be within boundaries. And that's the mabul. So they went rabba, they went overboard, and because of that they were cursed, that the rain also went overboard. That's the connection, rabba ras adam into home rabba. And that's also the explanation, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, v'yimach es kol hayikum, he erased all the universe. Im adam chata behema machata, if man sin, what is animal sin? Ayin shem of the Gemara, mashal adam shasachu b'shvil b'no, liyam imeis b'no, and pizir es chupasa, arma klum lo asisi ala b'shvil b'ni, afa kodesh baruch hu arma klum behema b'chaya, ela b'shvil adam, achshav shadam chote, behema b'chaya lamali. Right, a man makes a chuppah for a son, and his son dies, Rahman al-Itzlan. So then he said, what do I need the chuppah for? I did it for my son, no more son. Hashem also said, what do I need a behema chaya for man? Now that man sinned, what do I need the behema chaya for? So this is difficult. It says mefurish in the pasuk, in the Gemara there, ki hishlus kol basar, the behema chaya did sin. That's why they were erased. So why is it saying that it's because of man? The behemas also were guilty. So why is it only because of man? So based on what we said, we can understand that the gzar din and the onesh was because of gezel, and the animals weren't stealing. That was the gzar din. That's why they were, the etzem fact that they were punished, that there was a decree, was because of the stealing, and the animals weren't stealing. So therefore, the question is, why do the animals get it? So this particular punishment, we understand that they're relating to, because they were also guilty. But why were they punished at all? Why was there a gzar din? That's because of the gezel. So writes the Yun Yankov. So that's the kasha behema machota, the etzim gzar din. Why it's going to be this punishment, we can understand. But gezel, they weren't guilty of. So the answer is that once God was punishing man, the animals were only there for man, so the animals were also punished. And then when we talk about which punishments, so then now the punishment is going to apply to the animals also, because they were also, this specific punishment relates to the animals, because the animals also didn't keep their within their boundaries. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the Maharsha there in Sanhedrin, based on what we said, that the onish was al gezel. If so, the sugin Sanhedrin that we see there, that from the fact that Dor HaMabul was nena shal arayis, it must be they were warned about arayis. So kal v'chomer, we should have learned that they were warned about gezel from the fact that they were punished for gezel. Whereas the Gemara there brings an ashara from a different pasuk. So why do we need an ashara of gezel from a different pasuk? Why don't we just get it from the Mabul, like we got arayis from the Mabul? Said if in the Mabul they were punished al tzarais, it must be they were warned. So to Gezel, it must be they were already warned. Why do I have to bring a different pasuk? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that Gezel is men amuskalos. Gezel is something you can figure out on your own. You don't need an azhar of a Navi, like the Ramban says. And if there's no azhar, there's no onesh bidei adam. But vada mitzat shamayim, There's definitely going to be an onish. Everybody understands in their own they shouldn't steal. There's no raya that there was an azhara, that there's a special azhara for Gezel, because it's mina muskalos. So you don't need an azhara of a navi. Can figure it out on your own. So when there's no azhara, then there's going to be no onesh bidei adam. But mitzad shemaim, there's going to be an onesh because it's mina muskalos. So the fact that they were punished for gezel doesn't prove that there's a special iser of gezel, because gezel is mina muskalos. That's where they were punished. But arayos here wasn't the punishment of arayos. They weren't punished for the arayos. Arayas is Yitzia Me'agvul. That's what the problem with the Arayas was. That the Arayas resulted in was that it went beyond the Gvul, beyond the normal amount of water that was needed, because they went beyond their boundaries and didn't control themselves with Arayas. So they're not going to be punished unless there's an azhara, because arayas is not an onish. It's a shinui v'yitzia me'agvul. So this is only going to be shayich if they got a gvul in the first place. Otherwise, it's all mutter, and that's the gvul. So it must be that we have an azhara here in this world of arayas. Through this, there's a kviyas gvul, establishing the borders, establishing the boundaries, and anything beyond that is pritzas hagvul. V'zeinu ela mishum shehuzaru al zeh, and that's only because they were warned about it. Had there not been an azhara of what exactly the limits are, then they wouldn't have gotten this specific punishment. So the fact that they got this specific punishment, it must have been they were warned about it. But gezel, it's no raya that they were previously warned not to do gezel from the mabu, because gezel's mina muskalos. They would have been punished even if they weren't. They didn't have an asara. They didn't have a warning. So you can't prove it from the mabu. But arayas is an issue that we need boundaries. God has to tell us what's mutter and what's aser. Person has a yetzahara, so within limits a person's allowed. We have to know what is allowed, what's not allowed. So for that you need a special ashara. So for the fact they were punished in the Dvar Mabul with a Mabul because they overwent the boundaries of Arayas, it must be that they were given the boundaries beforehand. There was an ashara. So now we can say as follows, that this inyan, shenasa kilkul beribui, that there was this punishment with having too much. Right, they went too far, so the water also went too far. So it's not only an inyan of mida keneged mida, but rather through this mitzad mitzius haaretz mitbakesh ribui zeh lahenu mabul. Rather through this, because the reality of the land begs for this ribui, this mabul. The Medrash says that even the aretz was mizane. They would plant chitim and they would bring out other stuff. They would plant wheat and other stuff would come out. They also didn't know. They also didn't keep within their boundaries of what they're supposed to do. They had this koach of ribui, of not keeping within your limits and boundaries, even in the earth. And that's Mechayev Mabul, like we said. The earth doesn't decide what punishments, God does. And if God doesn't want to punish, then he won't. It says, there was a special klal on the earth, and therefore afterwards God says, I'm not going to curse the earth again. And the lashon of the Medrash is Avuzari Chitin Vimafka Zunin. Maybe Miloshin Znus, that's what it says. Afar Zinsa. Because it's Matzmiach She'ena Mina. It brings out a different min than its own min. Because the Chitim is good wheat and Zunim are black seeds that aren't Roy Lamaichel. But it's Loshin of Zunin. So that's Eino Mina. Even the earth, went off, and then it says, "Lo sif lekalas adam bavur adam, asadama bavur adam." That's what it says in pasuk Yitzayin, "Vani hinani mevi." Look in the Alshe. What do you mean, "Vani hinani mevi"? Just say "hinani mevi." So it's coming to teach us, "Shalom mechamata aretz notzar shazaya ze al arayot, ela mechamata kadosh baruch hu shu mechamata gezer." If it was because of the aretz, and that would have been the Arayas. That's the She'en and Mina, and that's not keeping within your Gvul. But the Pasuk is Vani, because of me, because of the Gezel. Not because of what you, the earth, did. But because of the Gezel, I'm bringing this decree. And because of the Gezel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, what was mitbakesh, what was begging, mitzad haaretz, that there should be an onesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveh because there was gezel. So it starts with gezel, and then in the end they're going to be getting specifically the punishment of the mabul because there's arayas. They're not keeping within their boundaries, not human beings. They're not keeping within their boundaries. They're megal arayas. The animals are neskak and l'shein and minan, are going to different groups and different species, and the earth is bringing out different species. They put in chitim and mzunin comes out. So that's why you have that punishment. So that's what the psukim are saying here. It says vatishaches haaretz. What does it mean vatishaches haaretz? Shaydezem et bakesh hamabul mitzad haaretz. That's why there's an emphasis here in the psukim. Aretz, aretz, aretz. Now there's a hash. There should be a mabul now mitzad haaretz, because it's being motzi shein on minam. And then it says Vatishaches Aretz Lefnei Alokim, which is Midas Hadin. Vahainu Shehigia Ledin Shehigia Inyan Ze Ledin Et Mashenit Bakesh Mitzad Haaretz Shi'avera Shel Gilui Arayot. There was din here, Lefnei Alokim. That's why it says Lefnei Alokim, because we're trying to emphasize Midas Hadin, that there was this din, because what was mitbakesh mitzad haaretz, which is the aver of gilui arayos, of being putting in chitim, planting chitim, and then the zunin comes out, different min, not keeping within your boundaries, not following the rules of what you're supposed to bring out. When chitim are planted, chitim should be produced, but no, they're producing something else. Einan minam, it's a type of arayos of the earth. And again, the lashon of the Medrash is zunin. These black seeds are called zunin. And it says Vatimaler it's Hamas. The earth was filled with thievery. They also had the sin of thievery. And then it says in Pasuk Yedbeis Vayara Lokim Es Haaretz Vinei Nishchasa Ki Yechishis Kol Basar Esdar Kol Haaretz. In other words, Ra V'kibel Asam Esbakesh, God saw and he accepted what was begging, what was necessary, mitzad hashchasas haaretz, because hishus called basar is dark al haaretz. All of the flesh has been mashchis its derech; they've been corrupt. They were poreitz geder. So you were Poritz Geder, I'm going to be Poritz the Geder of Geshamim. That's what it means. Vayar, of course he saw. But what it means is he saw that God is going to act now on what was mitbakesh mitzad hashchasas haaretz. Because the earth, the animals, the human beings, they were all parts. They were all parts together. So there has to be a Geshem, which is parts the Gedarim. And then it says, Vayomer, Kates, etc. Kates, Kolbaser, Balafanai. The end of all flesh is coming. Why is there going to be an Onish in the first place? M'shimal aretz chamas mipneim. Because the earth is filled with stealing. That's why I'm going to be... That's why they're going to be punished in the first place. That's the basic avera lo nechtem zardinam el ala gezel. It says chomus mipneihem kolomal shemala ma shemitbakesh mechamat haaretz aide chamas o mipneihem hanu shemipnei chamas didhu mala haaretz v'nitmalei hanedrash mehaaretz. What does it mean, mipneihem? The earth was filled with stealing, mipneihem. In other words, mala, it was filled. What was mitbakesh? What was necessary? Mitzad haaretz, machamas haaretz, because of the earth. Through chamas. In other words, what was mitbakesh machamas haaretz? That there should be this mabul. Because if the aretz was wrong in people, all the arayos, all the going out of the boundaries. So mal'ah, what should have been because of the aretz, what was necessary because of the aretz. But why? Through what? Through what was it filled? What was mitbakesh machmas aretz? Chamas. So chamas is what brought it about. Umipneihem. Because of their chamas, mal'ah aretz. The earth is now filled with what is necessary to bring what the earth is going to be deserving, which is going to be the mabul. So since mala haaretz, since the earth is going to be filled with what's mitbakesh, with what's coming to the earth, because of chamas, because of stealing, that's why the punishment is going to come in the first place. Mipneihem, because of their chamas, because of all of their stealing, now the earth is going to, was memale, what was necessary to bring the mabul. And therefore, any mashchisam es haaretz. And therefore, we're going to be mekayim. What was mismale machmas haaretz, which is hashchasa, which is chal on them in order to be mekayim the onus of chamas. Because what's the hashchasa? The hashchasa we said was the arayis. So malaretz chamas mipneihem. I'm going to destroy the land. Why am I going to destroy the land? Hashchasa, hashchasa is the same lashon as the arayis. So they're going to get this hashchasa haaretz because mala haaretz, the earth fulfilled what was necessary in order to bring this mabul, but because of chamas. Because of chamas, now mala haaretz, the earth is now fulfilling what it needs to do in order to get the mabul. And therefore, hini mashchisam es haaretz. So v'tishachis haaretz lefnei elokim v'tamala eretz chamas. It's both. There's hashchasas haaretz. There's arayas. The earth isn't doing it. You're planting chitim. You're getting zunin. And then v'tamala eretz chamas. So since v'tamala eretz chamas, that's going to be the onesh. You're getting the onesh of, in the first place, you're getting it because of the stealing. But what type of onesh? That's going to be because of the tishachis haaretz lefnei elokim. But even the earth, which is also going to be punished, which is also going to get it, That's because of their hashchasa, because of their arayas, because of not keeping within their boundaries. Lefnei Elokim, that's why that calls upon Midas Adin. For Yara Elokim, God saw and he accepted that this is what has to be. Because he saw the land, what it was doing. Hinei nishchasa. It's not kishchiz kolbasar, it's darko al aris. There's a lot of hashchasa going around. And therefore this dafka got to be a mabul. And therefore Hashem says, Tenoach ketz kolbasar balafanai. The end of all flesh has come before me. Ki mala aretz. The earth fulfilled what it has to in order to get this punishment of the Mabul. Through what? Through the fact that there's Chamas. So Chamas is like going to press the button that there's going to be this Onish. And then what type of Onish is going to be? Chamas Mipneihem. Because of all of their Chamas. That's why the earth was filled with... It's going to fulfill what it needed in order to get its punishment. And therefore, in any Mashri Samas Aretz, I'm going to give it its Hashchasa for it doing Hashchasa. Interesting how many times we repeat here Hashchasa and Aretz. Okay, Yesh Od Laharich Bazeh, so we'll conclude now and we'll give ourselves a bracha that we should continue being mamik in this very fascinating parasha. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.